Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Oh, I've just spent the last 2 minutes here trying to explain Schrodinger's cat again to AJ. She's just, I don't know. She wants to know the cat's name now as well. Does the cat have a name? AJ, do you not like the story of Schrodinger's cat?
I just don't get it.
But he's neither dead nor alive because you don't know because you can't take the lid off the box.
But he is. Just because I don't know doesn't mean that he is. Do you know what I mean?
Is he dead or alive?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He could be both.
No, he can't.
He's dead and alive.
No, he can't. He can't be. He is either dead or alive, but I just don't know.
Not necessarily. Does a tree make a noise if it falls in a forest and there's nobody around?
It either does or it doesn't, but I just don't hear it.
Okay. Jesus.
I just don't
so get it. Logical. Anyway, okay. The question we asked tonight, by the way, for our texters or WhatsAppers to WhatsApp in a voicemail was based on what Colm and Lucy asked this morning was the most random and unusual place you've ever met an Irish person. Where's the most random and unusual place you've ever met somebody?
Me? Mm. So I was in San Diego for 4th of July celebrations. We were down the beach. There was hundreds of thousands of people down there. And at the very end of the night, when all the fireworks were finished, I lost all my friends and I was standing there on my own looking for everyone. Couldn't find anybody. And
Were you drunk?
Oh, I was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I was. And I bumped into someone from college. All these hundreds of thousands of people. And I didn't even know that we were both in San Diego at the same time.
That's mad.
Yep. Yeah, we bumped into each other on that beach and we just started chatting.
The world is
like,
just such a small place. I mentioned earlier on,
yeah.
I was in Florida and I bumped into my next door neighbour. I didn't even know they were going to Florida on holidays. They happened to go at the same time and I happened to bump into them in the middle of a street
that
in Florida.
Is mad.
I mean, 6,000 miles away.
Yeah, that's
mad. There's millions of people. I mean, you know how busy that place is.
Yeah.
And you just bump into your next door neighbour.
And it was your actual next door neighbour. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Right, well, we've got a few here from this morning. So apparently Ed ended up bumping into a fella that he sat next to in school.
How is it again, guys? Ed here. Lucan. Come here at random. I was on holidays in Washington, D.C. many moons ago. And I decided to see this bar called the Irish Times. And kind of an Irish bar. And I went in for a pint. And the man behind the bar, I actually sat beside him in school in the early 70s. His name was Pat O'Hagan.
Oh my God.
And the minute I walked in, he looked at me and called me name. And I dropped dead. Seriously. And I'm in my 60s now. So yeah, that would have been random. Cheers.
Yeah.
How did he recognise him though after all those years and straight away just know his name?
Mm. Yeah. I actually remember doing a show one day and we were talking about the fill-in and statue. I know this is not quite the same thing. We were talking about the fill-in and statue and we got the guy on who created the statue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who actually sculpted the statue.
Yeah.
Same as Paul Daly. We put him on the air and then I realised, I used to sit beside you in school.
No.
Went, that's right.
What?
Yeah. So I sat beside him in school. His name is Paul Daly. And he was always, I remember in school, he used to get into trouble all the time because he was always drawing.
Oh,
on his pages.
My God.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And you had no idea it was him?
No idea.
No idea. Wow. Okay. Mm. This is from Stephen.
Hi guys, a very good morning. Stephen here in Kildare. Most random place, actually there was two random places. One was when I was at a wedding in Rio de Janeiro. We were up, myself and my wife were up on the Christ the Redeemer statue.
Wow.
We'd gone away for a wedding with my best friend, probably about 2003. And we were just chatting away. Place was thronged with tourists and stuff like that. And this guy came up and he says, how are you doing? Are you from Dublin or what? And I sort of went, Jesus, this is a really strange place to be. And I says, yeah, so we just had the chats, as they say. But more recently, I was working in Saudi Arabia as a teacher.
He's been everywhere.
And I went to this place called Buraida, which is in northern Saudi Arabia, just in the desert itself. And out of nowhere, this guy came over to me and he said to me, how are you doing? Are you Irish? This was the most random place you could be. And I just said to myself, Jesus, we get around all right. But that's my little take on it. So a place called Buraida, which is in Saudi Arabia and obviously South America in obviously Rio de Janeiro. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy the sunshine. God bless.
Yeah, the Irish like to spread their seed around the world. You know what I mean?
There's only a few of us. Do you know what I mean? But
there's not really. They reckon they don't actually know the actual figure, right?
Mm.
When you take into consideration parents of people in America, et cetera, et cetera. They reckon there's about 50 million expats around the world.
50 million Irish expats?
Yeah. When you take into consideration, you know, people's, you know, grandparents and parents.
Okay. Yeah.
People have left the country over the last 100 years.
I can't fathom that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Out of a little country. See, we leave the country. A lot of us leave.
We did. I mean, are we still leaving as much? I mean, they do
Just as much, if not more. In two years, what was it, 135,000 people left?
But was it not more before?
During the recessions, you'll always see an increase in people leaving. Back in 2010, there was mass abandonment to Australia and places all over the world.
I moved away then.
Yeah, most people did. A lot of people. I used to call them, I was on the radio at the time, I used to call them the abandoners.
Oh, I was an abandoner. I think I actually left in 2008 or 2009. So yeah,
they left the rest of us because the Troika came into Ireland, of course. Mm-hmm. The budgets went up, all our taxes went up, everything went up to try and pay the debt off that the banks had left.
Yeah.
So we all had to bear the brunt of it while the abandoners went off to other countries. And I used to slag them all the time. And then once it was all sorted back in, say, 2014-15 and things started to go back to normal again and the Troika were leaving the country, the abandoners all start coming back again.
I came back in 2022.
Yeah, look at you. See, you were an abandoner.
Oh, massive abandoner. Yeah, absolutely. Right, this is Diane. She met somebody in a cafe in Tanzania.
Good morning, lads. My story about running into Irish people in a random place. I was in Tanzania in East Africa in 2007. I was doing volunteer work in an orphanage and I was in a cafe in the town called Arusha. And sitting outside at the table next to me, I heard Irish accents and I got chatting to them. They were from a charity organisation here that were bringing repurposed computers and electronics over to schools and colleges in Tanzania. And we got chatting. They were young people. They were heading to Zanzibar the next day, an island off Tanzania, for the weekend. But that's my story about running into Irish people in random places.
Another thing about Irish people as well is I always feel like we travel a little bit more than, for example, I've got a lot of friends in the UK, but my friends in Ireland, we all go away a lot more than my friends in the UK. In the UK, they'll go skiing or they'll go to Spain, whereas over here, we go all over the place. We'll go to all sorts of weird and wonderful places, you know?
We do, yeah. We tend to travel. I think Irish people do travel a lot more. Like you take America. Most Americans have never left the country.
Yeah.
Really have to because it's a massive country and every state is like a new different country.
Yeah, there's enough going on there.
Somebody said to me 40% of Americans don't even have a passport.
They don't. Yeah. No, I've read that before. Yeah. I met quite a few Americans when I was travelling in America that they were asking me questions about Ireland, like, do we have cities and stuff? They thought I lived in the woods.
I remember years ago, it was about 20 years ago when I was in America and I met this guy in New York and I was talking to him and he goes, do you have cars in Ireland?
Yeah.
And I'm going, no, we all go around in horse and carts with little bits of straw sticking out of our mouth saying top of the morning to you with hay in the back.
Yeah.
And do you have computers and cars?
Yeah,
They actually think we're backwards. That kind of Family Guy image of Ireland. You know the Family Guy image where the plane lands with all these bottles of beer on the runway and we're all boxing the heads off each other.
Well, I mean, no, okay.
Well, fairness, the shoe fits.
The shoe fits. Okay, Lazaro bumped into a local at Ayers Rock. That's in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were in Australia for a few months and we decided we'd do a trip to Ayers Rock. So we got a bus to the base of Ayers Rock and we were standing there with our tour guide and we looked next to us and in the group next to us was a girl we both knew from the pub. So probably the most random place I encountered an Irish person. Yeah. I have met them in lots of different places around the world, but that was very unexpected.
I have to say Ayers Rock is in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, is it?
Like you have to get a tour bus out to it. It's just randomly in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I bumped into an Irish person in the foyer of a hotel in Hollywood. Now, fair enough, you wouldn't think Hollywood, there'd be people travelling there or whatever, but it was actually Ronan Keating.
Oh, Ronan.
Hell, Ronan.
When the going gets tough.
But I heard the accent first. And then I was like, oh my God, you're Ronan Keating. And he was just like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. And he is really good looking in real life.
Would you stop, for God's sake?
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Oh, he is.
Ronan.
Ronan, yes. Yes.
Oh, AJ, yep. Sometimes I wonder about you.
I know you do.
You have a taste in men.
I know you do. No, he is definitely good looking. Okay, next one.
Hi, morning, Colin Minucci. Was on holidays in Australia with my wife 10 years ago and walking home from the bar, got lost, knocked at a guy's door. Guy answered the door from Cork. Very surreal. Thanks, love the show.
He was obviously steaming if he was getting lost and knocking on random doors. Yeah. I think we have a couple.
Sam Martin says, by the way, really funny.
What did he say?
He says, Niall, believe it or not, I actually met an Irishman on Henry Street last week. Thanks, Martin. Yeah. Okay. I can see where that one's going.
Well done.
Sorry.
Well
yeah,
done.
Some of those messages, by the way, for Colm and Lucy, in case you get confused, we're not Colm and Lucy. I'm certainly not Colm. And that's not Lucy. That's AJ.
No, this is Niall and AJ. Same kind of thing.
No, do I look like him, sound like him, feel like him?
And you're not up
think like
him. You're not up early enough in the morning either.
And I certainly wouldn't be getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No. Oh God, is that no. What time they have to get up?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they'd have to be in. They'd be in at 5 or 6, haven't they? Oh, they're probably up at 4.
Oh God, bless them. Okay, well, they're probably not listening now then. Okay, Ray met a fella from Crumlin in Ethiopia.
Morning, guys. The most random place I ever met an Irish person was in Ethiopia when about 25 years ago, or give or take. I remember looking across and I could see a lot of French Foreign Legion lads. And there was this one guy, and I mean, he was shouting and screaming at the rest of the troops in the French. And he was really boisterous, like, you know. And then he spotted us, came over, and goes, "All right, lads." He was an Irish lad from Crumlin. So Ethiopia was the most random place I ever met an Irish person. Love the show.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Africa?
No.
No, neither have I. No. Really
I'd like to go. Maybe someday I'll go to Kenya. Yeah.
Would you do any sort of missionary work, or not missionary, you know what I mean, like charity work out there or anything like that?
No. No, I'm just going over a holiday, sun myself and see the animals.
Why do you look so disgusted?
Well, when are we going over to do missionary work? Like
not missionary. Missionary is more like a religious thing, isn't it? I just meant like charity work or like, you know, wells.
No, you should know by now I'm a selfish cow. No, I am.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Would you die for your country, Niall? No.
No. I just told you that.
Couldn't be arsed.
Missionary work. Jesus. I'll be going to be holliers. That's spending me holiday.
Not spending me holiday doing nice things for people. All right, okay.
No, that's real mean of me to say that. That's not true. I would. Like, I would be nice to people. I'd say, how are you doing?
Yeah, you'd say hello.
Would you like a bag of crisps?
You'd be polite, but you wouldn't do any graft. Like.
No, I would be doing graft.
No.
Not going to waste me day, me holidays.
Because I was...
Why would I do that?
I was only talking about this the other day, how we want to go and do some charity work in Africa. I'm going to bring the kids.
Your kids would hate you forever.
No, they'd love it. It would be lovely. I used to send stuff over to an orphanage over there.
That's nice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it is nice.
I was born in an orphanage.
Yeah.
So maybe that's nice.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. You could take a leaf out of my book or something. Right, okay.
Send them a football or something.
Okay, here's another voice note.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Sandra here in Cork. I was in Thailand a good few years ago, and we actually met a neighbour of ours who wasn't with his wife.
Oh,
in Thailand.
He was safe over in Thailand.
Yeah.
Loving the show. Thanks. Bye.
Imagine, right.
By the way, can I say something just about Thailand?
Yeah.
If you've got a male friend and he says, "I'm heading off to Thailand for golf with the lads for 3 weeks."
Yeah.
Dirty shites. Any blokes going to Thailand on their own, dirty shites.
Yeah.
They're not going to Thailand for any other reason. Dirty shites.
So imagine that person was cheating, obviously, and then gets caught by the neighbours or whatever.
Imagine, he obviously thought he'd come in much safer than this.
Yeah.
I'm like 10,000 miles away from home.
And
next minute, the next door neighbour goes, "Hiya."
You'd be, oh my God. But yeah, you're absolutely right about Thailand. I know people that have gotten up to all sorts of stuff over there.
Yeah, I knew one guy, I won't say where it was, a bar I worked in. And it was a bar manager. And he was always, he looked like pervy, dirty, pervy type of person. And every year he went away for 4 or 5 weeks to Thailand. Every year. By the way, can I mention as well, Thailand? There is only two places in the world that have a TH that you don't pronounce the H. Where's the other one? Thailand is one.
I say Thailand. No,
it's not Thailand. It's Thailand. There's no H. You don't pronounce the H.
Thailand. Okay. Thailand. Yeah, Thailand. Okay, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where's the other? It's not a place name, but it's a name as such of a thing.
A name of a thing.
Only two words where you don't pronounce the H. Thailand is one. I give you a clue. It's in London.
Don't know.
But I throw it out to the listeners.
Yeah.
No, they just Google it. I tell them. The Thames.
Oh, yeah, the River Thames.
Yeah, you don't say Thames.
Are you sure they don't? Because some say the River Thames. No?
But then they're, well, then they're wrong.
Oh.
It's like when I hear people in Northern Ireland or some parts of the UK saying the word sixth instead of sixth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's actually an ad on the television at the moment, and the girl in the voiceover goes sixth. Mm. And I'm going, surely somebody copped that on before they put the ad out.
It is
just bad.
It is a difficult one, though. I used to struggle with, I used to actually change it when I work in news and I have to say February because it's actually February, but it sounds really weird. So you just say.
Yeah, but most people, that's okay. Most people say February anyway.
Oh, okay.
That's
grand,
fine.
Yeah. Yeah. There is some of them, though. There is
like you don't say Wednesday, you say Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, well, it is actually, its proper pronunciation is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, you're actually kind of meant to kind of sneak the N in, but nobody ever does.
How do you say?
That's fine.
How do you say poor?
Shut up, poor.
Poor. we might have a couple of time for maybe one or two short voice notes here that
Go
we
on,
got in this
quick,
evening.
Quick, quick, very quick.
Okay.
So the most random place I ever met somebody, right? So I was living in England when I was younger, right? And one of my best mates was a Scouser. And I talked to him all the time, but I fucking didn't know he was going on holiday. I was in Florida in 2005
in
Islands of Adventure. I was walking along with a couple of pals of mine and all of a sudden I heard this voice go, "All right, mate, you Irish twat." And I looked around and there's me, mate. Of all the places in the world, I go away to fucking get away from people and I run into him. Couldn't write it.
Oh, ray of sunshine is already, isn't he?
Yeah, by the way, there's nothing worse than when you meet people you know on holidays, right? This is my pet hate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You meet people, you know, by the pool and they become a little bit friendly with you. You know, I always keep to my distance from
and
people,
then you're
right?
Stuck with them.
And then they're going, "Oh, why don't we meet up for dinner later? Or I'll see you at the pool in the morning." No, you feckin' won't. I won't be sitting near you. I don't want mates on holidays. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I do. Yeah.
Because then you're stuck to a schedule.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to meet you in the pub. I don't like you. You know what I mean?
Fair enough, fair
you're
enough.
You're not my type. You
you're
know what I mean?
We you're not my type.
We wouldn't
of people.
Hang out with you normally.
Yeah.
So why would I want to hang out with you here?
Yeah, yeah. I
you know what
you.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're scangers.
Niall! Snob.
Saying.
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, I think that's all we have time for, Niall.
Okay. On that note.
Night.
Imagine wasting a day your holidays doing stuff like that. Yeah. Going off to places. AJ's going to bring her all her kids and everything. I don't know. My kids will hate her, personally. She'll learn very quickly. She thinks kids are going to do something like that for her.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.